Christopher Cruz, the seven-day truce between Israel and Hamas is now over. Details from the BBC's Anne Foster in southern Israel with a view into Gaza.
As 7 o'clock ticked by, there were sirens, red alert sirens here in Sderot, actually, as a rocket was fired from Gaza. And then, of course, Israel resumed its military operations. We saw a statement from the Israel Defense Forces where they said Hamas had violated the ceasefire in Gaza. They were responding. And we find ourselves back in a position that we were 8 days ago with this ground operation back in force. I know that talks are still happening. There is still hope that even though fighting has resumed, that there might perhaps be a way to pause it again and release more hostages.
A Palestinian student who was shot along with two Palestinian friends over the Thanksgiving weekend in Vermont is talking about the incident and the painful road to recovery with CBS's Errol Barnett.
I was speaking kind of like Arabish, so a mix of Arabic and English. He, without hesitation, just went down the stairs, pulled out a firearm, a pistol, and started shooting.
Kenan Abdul Hamid says he ran for his life, fearing his childhood friends might be dead.
First shot went, I believe, in Tahsin's chest, and I heard the thud on the ground and him start screaming. And while I was running, I heard the second pistol shot hit Hisham, and I heard his thud on the ground.
You can see the interview on CBS Mornings. There's been an outbreak of pediatric pneumonia cases in Ohio. Doctors say the so-called white lung syndrome is similar to the respiratory illnesses now sweeping China and parts of Europe. A federal judge has blocked a state's ban on TikTok, says CBS's Tom Foti.
Under a new law there, TikTok was supposed to be banned in Montana come New Year's. But a U.S. district judge says no. In his view, the state ban oversteps state power and infringes on the constitutional right of users and businesses. That keeps the popular social media platform available as the case goes higher up in the courts.
Congressman George Santos, a Republican from New York, could become a former congressman today after the House votes on an expulsion resolution.
That's fine. It's a job in Congress, a job I fought to get. That's fine.
If he gets the boot, Santos would be just the sixth member of the House to be ousted by his colleagues. Three members were expelled for disloyalty to the Union during the Civil War, and two for being convicted of crimes in federal court. A New York appeals court has reinstated the gag order that had barred Donald Trump from commenting about court personnel. On social media, Trump insulted the law clerk in his civil fraud trial in New York. Trump is being sued by the state attorney general on charges of exaggerating his wealth. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of seven unions is filing a lawsuit to end the state's near-total ban on collective bargaining for public employees. The lawsuit was filed in a Dane County court on Thursday. The unions argue that Act 10 led to lower pay, staffing shortages, and poor working conditions. They say that because police and firefighters are able to collectively bargain, but teachers are not, Act 10 violates the state's constitution. Meanwhile, Wisconsin teacher pay isn't keeping up with inflation. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum finds that median pay for teachers in the state is 12% less than in 2009, adjusted for inflation. Teachers in Wisconsin's largest school districts got raises this year. It still doesn't appear to be enough to keep up with the cost of living. The median wage for teachers in Wisconsin is $59,000. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks lose in overtime in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A surprising loss for Milwaukee. The Bucks made a comeback in the fourth quarter, but Alex Caruso's three-point shot sent it into overtime, and the Bulls win 120 to 113. Adrian Griffin said head coach Billy Donovan had the Bulls ready.
Number one, give them credit. They played extremely hard. Billy got those guys playing with a lot of energy. Well, we didn't do it for the full 48 minutes of the game.
College hoops, big game tomorrow. The Badgers host Mark Marquette at 11:30. The Golden Eagles are ranked third in the nation. NFL, the Packers and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. Everyone waiting to see if Taylor Swift will be in Green Bay to see her boyfriend, tight end Travis Kelce. Gymnast Simone Biles will be there to cheer on her husband, Jonathan Owens, who will be covering Kelce.
Try to get hands on him, but keep your leverage. That's the biggest thing. And just comes down to winning, man, and competing.
That's Packers safety Jonathan Owens. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 33 today, under cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 24 tonight, cloudy, about an inch of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. Never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever wondered why there's a NASCAR driver statue in this area? It's for Wisconsin Rapids native Dick Trickle. One of the first from the state to make it to the national circuit, Trickle was named the winningest short track driver in history. Along with a statue, he has several races here and across the country named in his honor. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Johnson on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, at the world headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. It is Thursday, the 30th of November, 2023. We are on location, as far as myself, here in beautiful Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, the home of WCFW, The Tap, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, or the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 FM here in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Happy to be here. Glad to have Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio in hour number one. You can hear Pat every morning from 6 until 8. Pardon me. From 6 until 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network. And glad to have him here in hour number one. And look forward to an hour number two as well, Mr. Zommers. Great to be up here. Great to get on the road again a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a little jealous, you know, just sitting here in Madison.
Well, I know. I wish what we need to do is we'll do a negotiating with your fellow producers and say, well, could one of you run the board one time, and then Mr. Zommers could go on the road and produce with me on the road? That'd be kind of fun.
At some point, so, yeah. We can make that work.
We'll see what sort of, you know, bribes, money, or other things that people want. What do you want to do this? Here's what I want to do. I want to wish my lovely and talented younger sister, Heather Albaugh Galloy, a very happy 50th birthday. She turns 50 today. And again, I picked up Mom in Richland Center, and we came up early this morning. And we're trying to surprise my sister tonight when she gets done. She is a teacher, an educator here in the Eau Claire School District. And we're trying to surprise her. Now, if she's listening to the show, if she was listening over the lunch hour, well, the surprise is the jig is up, as they say.
However,
but if she's listening to the podcast this afternoon, still a chance we could do the surprise.
Yeah, and she hasn't commented on the stream yet, so I'm thinking she probably
and that's
isn't
good.
Watching.
And as a matter of fact, I believe now, through the magic of radio and our great IT tech system team, we have a microphone hooked up in my sister's classroom. As my wonderful sister, who turns 50 today on her birthday, November 30th, shares the birthday with Dick Clark, by the way. That's why she looks so fantastic. That's why I tell people, I cleaned out the gene pool first. I was the oldest. And then by the time she came along, which is all the good genes, you understand? So this is why she looks so youthful, because she was born on the same day as Dick Clark. But we have a microphone set up now in the Eau Claire School District in her room, American Sign Language. That's what she teaches. Let's go now live to my sister teaching her class.
I just say that I'm 50 years old. I'm not one of those gals who's afraid to tell her real age. And I like to kick, stretch, and kick. I'm 50 years old.
That is fantastic. You go, girl. You go, Heather. That is fantastic. All right, that's not really my sister. That's the great Sally O'Malley from Saturday Night Live, one of the great skits of Saturday Night Live. I can kick because I'm 50. I am a little over 50 now. I'm still halfway kicking. But my sister is in remarkably great shape and looks fantastic. So anyway, happy birthday to her, and I'm glad that we're up here and hopefully able to surprise her a little bit later on here in Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley area. Want to go to the phone lines. One of our longtime listeners, Jay from London across the UK, across the pond in the UK. Jay's been listening in through the break. Jay, we appreciate you holding. Jay, welcome to the show once again. What do you say today?
What I say is I say happy birthday to Heather.
Well, thank you. She's getting international greetings. That's fantastic. Thank you very much.
You know what? So it's like I'm a fortune teller. You know, I send you some package. I think so. It has arrived today. I put a bag for Heather.
Oh, really?
One bag, one for Aaron's mom, and one for the lady.
No way.
You said you have a lady co-host. Who is the host?
Yes.
Sometimes it's on something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's very kind. I mean, you already sent us shirts, and I've thanked you on the air for Trigvi and me, and they're beautiful. Good gosh.
You know Aaron?
What?
You know what I sent for you and Aaron? Those bags, I was selling them, but now they are finished. So I said, can I give this to suburban women? And you please tell them, will you like me, please? Suburban women.
Okay. Suburban women. All right. Very good. Well, we appreciate that. Jay, you're so kind.
Good. And I put this in. You know, you like to wear a hoodie like Stevie Wonder with your glasses.
Yes. Occasionally.
You know what? He's gonna get one Islamic garment from me, which is like hoodie. It's like from Saudi Arabia. And I put one for Aaron.
Oh, nice.
So, and then I put rolls for you people, nice rolls, Muslim rolls. When you have your bath and then it's comfy and it's cold, you can put on those things and then have your nice spray on you. And then you can
say,
can you believe this? My sister sent this thing for me. And then Aaron will say, my auntie sent this for me. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Well, you're too kind. You're keeping us warm as the winter months start here in Wisconsin. So we thank you very much ahead of time. I can't wait to get back into Madison and check this out. And thank you very much for your generosity.
It's there already. I checked the tracking. I saw the delivery. And then, George, inside the item, I put a letter for, you know, Billy Crystal. I think so you might know him, a former Dan Quayle chief of staff. Give it to him.
Okay.
He's almost like, what's his name again? Just like me, panicking about be alarm. So I write a letter in there. So I said, I want you to deliver this to Bill Crystal so that if he read it, he will call into code so and things will be fine. I think so.
I would love to have Bill Crystal on the show. I mean, he has a lot of insight, and like me, he became kind of disenfranchised with the party.
Yeah.
So it'd be an honor to have Bill Crystal on. We'd love to have him.
Please give him the letter, okay? Make sure you do.
All right, I will.
Give him the letter for me. Yeah, please.
All right. Well, you're too kind. Thanks as always for your support and for calling in, and thank you for the holiday gifts. And we send our love and appreciation
you
to you for listening
and
for calling in.
Aaron is my brother.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jay. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Have a great night over there in the UK. That's fantastic. Thank you very much, Jay. Well, there you go, Mr. Zomers. I mean, we should just end the show right there. I mean, that's fantastic. You get international callers and international holiday gifts.
Yes, very, so very great. Kind of her.
Absolutely kind. If you'd like to join the program, you don't have to buy a gift, by the way. You can just call in. We'd love to hear from you as well. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Always great to have folks here call in and give us your opinion and what's going on. I want to go to a national topic for a minute this hour, start off there, because we're going to hear more about this as 2024 starts up here soon. And again, the new Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who has been relentless in bringing home this kind of goofiness, continuing attacks on Joe Biden. And let me say up front, and I know others on our network have said the same thing, I have said from day one, if there is sufficient and concrete evidence, whether it's against Hunter Biden or Joe Biden, or anyone else, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. If someone violated the law, then they should be charged and prosecuted to the fullest extent. They should have their day in court, but they should be prosecuted. All right? Full stop. But so far, the Republicans have not been able to offer credible evidence. And in fact, some of their evidence, one of their key witnesses in one of these cases actually ended up, you know, dying. And it's like, oh, the guy left the country and died. And just, I mean, it was all very suspicious. So yesterday, a reporter was poking holes in the Republican impeachment narrative by pointing out witnesses in the Trump impeachment said having the Ukrainian prosecutor removed was State Department policy. Speaker Johnson falls back to his list of bullet points, and then he just ended the whole thing, you know, abruptly. So this is a reporter from, I believe, the Huffington Post. Let me check this. Yes. The Huffington Post reporter, Arthur Delaney. Great reporter here, who says they're saying Joe Biden got a Ukrainian prosecutor fired in order to benefit his son. State Department officials testified in 2019 and 2020 that firing the prosecutor was their policy, not Biden's. And again, these State Department officials were testifying in 2019 and 20 when Trump was president. And these State Department officials under the Trump administration testified in 2019 and 2020 that the firing of this Ukrainian prosecutor was their policy, not Joe Biden's. So this reporter, Arthur Delaney from the Huffington Post, asked the question, did they commit perjury? In other words, these Trump State Department officials, did they commit perjury? Will you bring them back for more questions? Very, very simple question, right? From this reporter, Arthur Delaney, to Speaker Johnson. Did these Trump Department, State Department officials commit perjury when they testified in 2019 and 2020 that the firing of the prosecutor was their policy and not Joe Biden's? And now I'm looking at the clock, Mr. Zombers. Do we have time to play this? Yes. Or we need to stop? All right, let's hear it is, the clip from yesterday.
No one's ignoring testimony. Let me tell you the top four pieces of evidence with regard to the Biden. I just got bullet points here. From 2014 to 2019, Biden family members and their affiliate companies received over $15 million from foreign companies and foreign nationals. These are all facts. Facts are stubborn things. That included Ukraine, Russia, Kazakhstan, Romania, and China. Biden business associates received an additional $9 million. The chairman here have uncovered a lot of facts. President Biden has, of course, lied at least 16 times about his involvement in his family's business schemes. There are at least 22 examples of Joe Biden speaking with or meeting with Hunter Biden's foreign business associates. The Oversight Committee recently released two checks. You see the graphics up here today. These checks are to Joe Biden. One is for $40,000 from China, and another is for $200,000 from a now bankrupt healthcare company that his brother James Biden apparently swindled. Listen, this investigation has to continue because, again, as we said, those facts are stubborn things. I'm not going to answer outside questions about this. We let the facts speak for themselves, and I think you're going to see a lot more developments over that in the days ahead. That was our last question. I appreciate it. Okay.
Speaker doesn't even want to answer the question. We'll come back with more on the other side. This is the Tom Ball Show on location.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location in downtown Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. WCFW The Tap, Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Heard locally at 93.5 FM and, of course, on the Civic Media app. In case you live in other parts of the state, just download the Civic Media app. Go to The Tap. Right here in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Before the break, talking about Speaker Johnson giving you the clip. I wanted you to hear it. How he completely avoided this question from the reporter on whether State Department officials who testified in 2019-2020 that the firing of the prosecutor was their choice, not Joe Biden's. And did they commit perjury? And will the speaker bring those people in for more questions? And you heard his reply. He completely avoided it, went through a laundry list of things were either untrue or grossly exaggerated against Joe Biden, and then said, and no more questions, that's it, we're done for the day, and walked off. That's what we're dealing with here. No concrete proof. Avoidance of easy questions. It's a sham, is what it is. If you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Understand we have, I believe, Stephanie on the line listening in on WMDX in Madison. Stephanie, sorry to keep you waiting so long. I understand you wanted to call in on the topic we were talking about before, and that is that Brad Schimmel has announced he's going to run against current Justice Ann Welch Bradley in 2025. Go ahead, Stephanie. Thanks for holding. What say you?
Okay, you bet. Now, I'm happy to hold. I'm from Richland Center also, and I went to school with Ann Welch Bradley from middle school through high school, and I really knew her in middle school. We went to St. Mary's grade school, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and I'll just tell you, she was, if anybody was meant to be a judge meant to stand up for justice, it would be Ann Welch Bradley. Two quick stories. Another friend and I, sixth grade, we were going to play a prank on one of the nuns. Ann found out about it, and she confronted me. And she, you talk about somebody, you know, she was telling me how wrong it was. How dare I do something like that? Her face got red, just absolutely red. And I mean, she was, you know, saying, hey, how can you do something like that? That's wrong. It's really wrong. The other 2 years, it was like a year or two later, one of the other nuns, she was the principal of the school, Sister Dale, Anne would ask all these questions, you know, very, very incisive, very, very intelligent, very thoughtful questions. And Sister Dale told her, you know, sometimes it's not so good to ask so many questions. You think too much, something like that. and, you know, her family, basically just really good, down-to-earth people, really good people, her mom and dad, my folks knew them. And so, and I saw, I haven't seen her in, just saw her in passing when I was at UW. We'd cut through buildings to, in the wintertime to stay out of the cold. And I was in the law school building and, ran into her. That was like the last time I saw her, but I mean, she's outstanding. I mean, you cannot, come up with a better person than her, you know, and then this low life Schimmel. I forget it. Anyway, I know you've got other things.
I really appreciate the call, Stephanie. You can't do any better than that. A grade school friend of Justice Anne Walls Bradley is saying even then she had the characteristics and qualities to be a great judge. Stephanie, thank you so much. Stephanie from Richland Center originally. Thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you want to weigh in on this Schimmel announcement today running against Anne Walls Bradley, or what Mike Johnson's doing out in Congress, avoiding questions, pointed questions about this made-up stuff against Joe Biden, give us a call. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Milwaukee. Karina in Milwaukee on the line. Thanks for holding, Karina. What say you?
Hi, Todd. Look, I think about a week ago, I think it was before Thanksgiving, you gave the information about the financial balances of the Republican Party.
Yeah, the Republican National Committee is down. They're down to about just over 9 million cash on hand, and the Democratic Party has double that.
Okay, so do you think that all this money went to MAGA Republicans?
Well, that's a great question.
Don't have money.
That's a great question. We don't know all the answer to until the Trump finance reports come in. But some people are speculating that people are giving directly to Trump rather than the Republican National Committee, or that some people like the Koch brothers are holding off on giving money or giving it to people like Nikki Haley. So we're going to have to wait till some of these finance reports all come in. But it's a great question and what we're going to be staying on top of. What are Republicans doing with this money? Are they giving it directly to Trump, or are they just kind of holding off and see where some of these court cases go and see where the tea leaves fall, maybe after the Iowa caucuses or something? So we don't know, but we'll stay on top of it.
Okay, because thank you so much, because you actually understand what is going on. And I kind of like, okay, where would all this money all of a sudden, what, they just stop giving money? Or they putting that money into the MAGA? Because obviously the Republicans like you, even if they stay with and being loyal to the party, they obviously not on the same page with MAGA Republicans. So what are the Republicans who are still humans and didn't convert to MAGA are actually, you know, so now we have like three parties?
These are great questions. We're going to stay on top of it, Karina. Thank you so much. Really appreciate the phone calls always. You're welcome. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul online. Thanks for calling in. Wisco, what say you?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. Speaker Johnson is a puppet of Trump, and Trump runs the GOP, so they have to do his bidding. And that's why they'll keep the investigation going on. Doesn't really mean that much, but Trump is a very vindictive person. Lord help us if he ever does get reelected again. I just wish the GOP could jettison this guy and move on to somebody. Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, somebody. Just move on to somebody else. All right, thanks, Todd.
Hey, appreciate it, Wisco. Thank you so very much. Appreciate the call, Wisco Paul. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Wisco's right. I mean, make no mistake about it. As I've said before, as someone who spent 30 years in the Republican Party who left in 2011, there is no more Republican Party as it once was created and once was. It is now the party of Trump. It is now the MAGA party. And the very few people who are doing what Wisco suggested, completely disavowing Trump, they're either getting primaried or they're not going too far. I mean, Chris Christie ain't going too far right now in the Republican Party presidential primary. And Nikki Haley, make no mistake, she is not disavowing Donald Trump. And he's right. God help us if Trump gets another term. It could be the end of democracy. We have more of this show, though, on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us as we roll on live on location from Chippewa Falls downtown on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News brief, the seven-day-long truce between Israel and Hamas has come to an end. Meanwhile, the New York Times says Israeli officials learned of Hamas's plan for the October 7th attack more than a year before it happened. Bilal Saab at the Middle East Institute.
There's going to be a day of accountability for sure. It's not today because we're in the midst of war still. The Israeli public are not going to punish or exact political costs on this Israeli government, but that day is going to come.
The mother of a Palestinian student shot in Vermont is asking how she can keep her son safe. Tamara Tamimi spoke to CBS News.
If he can't be safe here, where on earth are we supposed to put him? Where are we supposed to be? Like, how am I supposed to protect him?
There's been an outbreak of pediatric pneumonia cases in Ohio, says CBS's Meg Oliver.
In Warren County, north of Cincinnati, health officials have declared an outbreak of pneumonia in children. They say 145 kids have been diagnosed with the respiratory infection since August.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A leadership race is underway in the Wisconsin State Senate. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard is leaving the legislature to run for Dane County Executive. Senators Jeff Smith and Diane Hesselbein tell Up North News they plan to run for the post. The Journal Sentinel reports Senator Kelda Royes is also interested. A vote is expected by the end of the day on Friday. President Biden does better with likely voters in recent polls, while Donald Trump does better with less than likely voters, assuming that's the presidential matchup next year. Pollster Charles Franklin.
When we look at likely voters, Biden does a bit better. When we look at the less than likely voters, Trump does better with them.
Franklin spoke at a forum at Marquette University on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 33 today, under cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 24 tonight, cloudy, about an inch of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin, and I'm looking forward to being back on the air with you every weekday on the Civic Media Network and on our app very soon. A big shout out to Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, and of course, our fantastic guests who have been helping to hold down the fort while I've been gone. So I can't wait to talk to you soon.
Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate.
Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ball's also serving Eau Claire and the greater Chippewa Valley area. Beautiful up here, Mr. Zomers. Beautiful downtown. As you can see, if you're watching the stream, the Christmas decorations are up on the street. It looks very festive here.
I'll definitely have to find a reason to visit. I've been to Eau Claire. I think I toured the UW, and that might be the only time been in the region. I'm not sure.
I believe Eau Claire, the alma mater of our co-executive producer, Chris Pauls, as well. So Mr. Pauls spent some time in the Chippewa Valley area as well. And I believe his brother might actually still live here. So lots of connections.
Indeed.
For this show and the greater Chippewa Falls area. So, yeah. If you ever get a chance to stop up here, if you live in other parts of the state, we're getting into that time of the year where you might think, well, summer's the time to visit around Wisconsin. And, of course, it is. It's lovely. That's what I heard our friend and colleague Earl Ingram talking about this on the drive up here this morning. He had, another great stellar show. And one of the questions that Earl was asking his listeners this morning was, why do you keep living here when it's cold? When you could be in Arizona or Florida? And I think a lot of people said, well, it was the seasons, right? And, it's just drastically hot for large portions of the time in the South. And you could always, Earl said, you could always put on more clothes, but you can only take so much off to get cool, right?
Yep, that's what I always say to people, that first of all, you can only take so much off before it becomes a crime in public. Second of all, even then, that's not always enough.
Right. And so he was right. But the point is, I guess, that almost any time is a great time to visit different places around Wisconsin, but particularly during the holidays. There's a lot of places, I know, like Cedarburg and Lake Geneva, here in downtown Chippewa Falls, other places that really go all out for the holidays, do different festive things. I know Wausau has some things coming up. We're going to be doing a show from Wausau next month, so looking forward to that. Amory has some really cool things in their downtown. We've visited with April, who's the editor-in-chief of the Amory Free Press. They have some great downtown things going on as well. So if you're able to, particularly on the weekends, the roads aren't too bad, load it up, put some heavy clothes on, a stocking cap, and get out and have some hot chocolate and put your hiking boots on and enjoy the winter months.
Yes, absolutely.
Never a bad time to visit Wisconsin.
There's something to be said about things like hot chocolate and hot soup when it's cold outside. Like, yes. I remember there was this commercial for, I think, Campbell's soup in the 2000s where a snowman comes inside and starts eating soup, and then the snowman melts away and it's a kid wearing like a flannel shirt. And you know what? Sometimes that's what it feels like in a good way.
Absolutely. No, I absolutely agree. It's a great time just to enjoy. And as we used to say at L.L. Bean, there is no bad weather, only bad clothes. So if you have the right clothing, the right attire, the weather is, you can get through pretty much any weather.
Sounds like marketing, but it's true.
Yes, absolutely. But it is true. It is. See, there again, I know I'm susceptible to marketing. Even though I work in the genre, I'm very susceptible, as my friends say. We had a texter on WMDX. I was talking earlier. We played that clip, and I know maybe I should have waited until after that one break. But we played that clip of Speaker Mike Johnson going through that laundry list of pretty much lies and exaggerations against President Joe Biden of why they're pursuing this goofy, made-up impeachment stuff against Biden. And the point wasn't so much to, go through these lies they're telling. The point was to demonstrate, to let people hear for themselves, so it's not just Todd filtering it. But I wanted people to hear for themselves when a talented reporter at the Huffington Post asked the speaker, Speaker Johnson, hey, these two key witnesses that were part of the Trump State Department in 2019 and 2020 under oath testified that this was their doing, getting this Ukrainian guy fired, not Joe Biden. So did they commit perjury? It's an easy question. Either they did or they didn't. And then the follow-up question was, and will you be bringing them back for more testimony? Again, it's a yes or no question. Or I guess you could couch it and say, we have to see. But instead of answering the simple question by the reporter of the Huffington Post, Speaker Mike Johnson instead went through that laundry list of largely misinformation and inaccurate exaggerations that they have yet to prove. I mean, we're going on almost a year now that Republicans have been in charge of Congress, and they have yet to offer factual, provable testimony against Joe Biden. Now, Hunter, obviously there have been some things that he's already pled to and continues to be in trial about. And again, I repeat, if anybody, it doesn't matter whether the last name is Biden or Trump or Smith or Albaugh, if you've committed a crime, be charged, be tried, have your day in court, defend yourself, and let the jury decide, the jury your peers. But so far, for a party that trumpeted how they were going to immediately impeach Biden, immediately have all this evidence, time and time again, their so-called evidence falls flat. And some of the Republican congressmen are even saying this. Look, we don't have anything. We haven't been shown anything in private caucus to warrant this. So the point was not to go through all these laundry lists of lies. The point was to simply demonstrate how the speaker will not answer pointed questions that would otherwise poke a hole in their argument, meaning that it was Republican State Department officials in 2019 and 20 who testified under oath that this Ukrainian firing was their idea, not Joe Biden. Trump officials. So either they lied or they're telling the truth. Speaker Johnson, which is it? And he could not or would not answer the question. I want to change the page just a little bit. First of all, we have Dick from Madison on the line. If you'd like to weigh in, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We are live on location here at Chippewa Falls. Mr. Zommer is taking the calls back at the world headquarters in Madison. Dick in Madison, we appreciate you listening. Dick, what say you?
Well, it's not surprising at all because Hunter Biden has already offered to testify, but he wants it to be televised. And can you blame them? Because they'll just parse things out of it. And so there you go. And that says it all. Same thing with the Republican Party when it comes to and Trump bloviating about Obamacare sucks, but you have no plan for anything. And this goes back to, can I comment on a passing yesterday? Kissinger.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That long ago, they pulled this. Nixon and he, in 1968, had a secret plan to end the war in Vietnam. It was so secretive, another 22,000 people died in Vietnam. It took 5 years to enact it. That's not a plan.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not.
So
I haven't even gotten
to time and memorial with the Republican Party.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And again, I go back to Stuart Stevens' book from the Lincoln Project and you know, how the book is literally called It Was All a Lie, How the Republican Party Became Donald Trump. And the first thing is, the first sentence is, it's my fault. He takes blame as a former Republican operative, and he parses out some of these things all the way back to Kissinger and others in the Nixon administration and further back, where the groundwork was laid for what we have today. So no, this is nothing new. You're absolutely right. Appreciate the call, Dick. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Jay from London. We get two calls for you today, Jay. What's up?
I know, sir. You know what? I think the greatest counterintelligence coup d'etat that Vladimir Putin was able to pull on the United States is helping Donald Trump get elected and convincing the entire Republican Party to be behind Putin. This conspiracy theory. It's from Russia.
Yeah.
It's not from Ukraine.
And this
it's from Russia.
And this is what our friend Trigvi Olson at the Lincoln Project, who joins us every Wednesday, has said, that a lot of this misinformation surrounding Ukraine is a direct product of Vladimir Putin. And this coming from Trigvi, one of the few people who have been banned from Russia by Vladimir Putin.
Because
Trigvi actually knows what's up, because he's helped run campaigns, he's helped democracy, works for the McCain Institute in Eastern Europe, and has gone up against pro-Trump forces.
Putin.
Or, pardon me, pro-Putin forces, pardon me. Perhaps that was a Freudian slip.
This is why Trump was able now to turn the entire Republican Party against Ukraine, based on a lie.
Right.
Based on a total lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Appreciate the call. Thanks for calling back, Jay. Always appreciate you. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Again, when you're asked a fairly simple question, again, having worked for legislators for 20 years plus, run campaigns, when you're asked simple questions, if you answer honestly, it's not difficult. If you want to cover something up, that's when you give long, drawn-out answers. The other option, of course, and when I was a spokesperson for legislators, if you know the answer but you don't want it made public, you simply look at the reporter and you say, look, I appreciate the question and I know you have a job to do. Yes, I understand the question. I'm not prepared to comment on it at this time. Just tell them. They might write that. You have to be okay with that as a politician. But the worst thing you could do as a politician is avoid a question and start talking about stuff that you'd rather talk about. Going to flip the page a minute and talk about this story in futurism.com. Have you heard about this? Sports Illustrated published articles by fake artificial intelligence generated writers. The folks at Futurism asked Sports Illustrated about it, and they deleted everything. Now, those of you who listen to the program regularly know artificial intelligence scares the crap out of me. All right? I mean, I understand, I guess, that it could do some good. But here we see another example of the damage it could do, at least in my opinion. Starts out here. There was nothing in Drew Ortiz's author biography at Sports Illustrated to suggest that he was anything other than human. It said, quote, Drew spent most of his life outdoors and is excited to guide you through his never-ending list of the best products to keep you from falling to the perils of nature, it read. Nowadays, there is rarely a weekend that goes by where Drew isn't out camping, hiking, or just back at his parents' farm, unquote. The only problem, outside of Sports Illustrated, Drew Ortiz doesn't seem to exist. He has no social media presence, no publishing history, and even more strangely, his profile photo on Sports Illustrated is for sale on a website that sells AI-generated headshots, where he is described as, quote, a neutral, white, young adult male with short brown hair and blue eyes, unquote. So here's the deal. Sports Illustrated seemingly created artificial intelligence reporters, artificial intelligence photos to go with these artificial intelligence reporters, and then had artificial intelligence write a story. It's a complete fake, and this ticks me off. What do you say? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I have you had it with AI. Back after this on the Todd Allball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC tell us 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location today at WCFW, The Tap in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. In the Chippewa Valley at 93.5 FM locally here, a part of the Civic Media Radio Network, and proud to be here. Mr. Zomerin's back at the world headquarters high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square in Madison. Glad to be here for this final segment. 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour, we will have network news, weather, and then our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct, will take over these airwaves. Do not want to miss it. Matt Flynn taking you to the front lines of history. History being made every minute of every day. Nobody takes you there better than our friend Matt Flynn, an attorney, two-time chair of the Democratic Party. He knows politics. He knows life. He's seen some stuff. A veteran. Matt Flynn, a Matt Flynn Direct coming up after the top of the hour newscast. You do not want to miss it. Talking about this story at futurism.com, they've done some reporting, and what they found was that Sports Illustrated, the venerable, I mean, Sports Illustrated was one at one time one of the most revered publications in journalism, certainly at the top of sports journalism at one time. And it turns out a couple of recent articles apparently were written by artificial intelligence, this ChatGPT or something like it. And instead of just saying that, because they probably felt, well, most of our audience is not going to want to read that, they made up photos. They're not even real people. The computer just created a photo out of thin air. And by the way, he's not too bad looking. He's a handsome dude. See, that's the story of my life. My whole dating world is AI. It's just
Todd getting catfished by a Sports Illustrated AI.
That's exactly what it is. I'm getting catfished by a Sports Illustrated AI reporter. Mr. Ortiz does not exist. They made up this photo, and then they made up a biography, and this reporter is not real, you understand. It's computer-generated, and his quote-unquote story is nothing more than computer-generated. And when Futurism.com reached out to Sports Illustrated and said, look, this don't add up, Sports Illustrated deleted off their website all of this guy's work. Because apparently, Futurism.com was on to something. What do you think about this AI-generated stuff? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Does it scare you as much as me? We go to the phone lines. We have Ross in Crawford County. Beautiful Crawford County over there. By the way, Ross, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey, Todd. Yeah, it's a beautiful sunny day. It's great over here. I'm 63 years old, so I might have a similar view towards AI as you. The one question about the Sports Illustrated I might be wondering is, was this just one editor who sort of knew that this was happening and slipped it in there because it was a inexpensive way to fill up the material? I wonder, like, what Sports Illustrated's official response was to this, and then the other comment, just in general, like how do we as people navigate this AI world that's sort of entering? I'm going to guess that young people are going to accept it and just go along with it. Mm-hmm. I think guys like you and me, I'm sort of thinking we have to sort of listen, and when we're reading, pay attention and really have to kind of go with almost like a gut feeling of, is this genuine? Like when I hear your voice, I feel like I'm hearing a genuine person, or is there something weirdly robotic about it?
That's a great point, Ross. I appreciate it. And again, beautiful area over there. If you've never been to Soldier's Grove or that part of the Prairie du Chien in Crawford County, a great part of the state in southwest Wisconsin. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, number one, I can't imagine an AI coming up with my looks or voice. It's unique. You know, so you know you're getting the real deal here. But you're absolutely right. I think that, and we'll ask Mr. Zomers this because he's of a certain age in his 20s versus me at 54. I think you said you're in your 60s. I don't want to read anything written by AI. I just don't. I want a human component to it because here, to your point earlier, this article in Futurism says, quote, the AI author, meaning the one in Sports Illustrated, the AI author's writing often sounds like it was written by an alien. One Ortiz article, for instance, warns that volleyball, quote, can be a little tricky to get into, especially without an actual ball to practice with, unquote.
It's not wrong.
I guess, but I mean, apparently this AI doesn't know what a volleyball is. I don't know. It goes on to say, according to a second person involved in the creation of the Sports Illustrated content, who also asked to be kept anonymous, that's because it's not just the author's headshots that are AI generated. At least some of the articles themselves, they said, were churned out using AI as well. Quote, the content is absolutely AI generated. The second source said, no matter how much they want to say that it's not. The Futurism article says, after we reached out with questions to Sports Illustrator's publisher, the Arena Group, all the AI-generated authors disappeared from Sports Illustrated's site without explanation. Mr. Zomers, what do you think? As somebody in their 20s, are you okay with accepting AI-generated content?
I think there are a lot of gray areas. This is not one of them.
We just got done talking about you got to answer the question directly.
I know. I am answering it. I'm saying there are a lot of, lot of gray areas. This is not one of them. This is stupid. If you're going to use AI in your articles, sure, have a disclaimer. Be like, this article was written by Jane Doe, assisted by ChatGPT or whatever. Or this article was written by ChatGPT and edited by whoever. And don't just make up a fake person and then pretend that it's real. Like it sounds very similar to, as you just alluded to, Mike Johnson, like just doing his long runaround answer instead of just answering it. Just admit it, and then people can make up their minds about it.
Yeah, no, I'm on the same page as you, Mr. Zomers. I guess if it's just like a quick article to give the Brewers box score. And here's what happened. You know, here's who hit the pitches, whatever, blah, blah, blah. That was compiled by ChatGPT, edited by Todd Alba.
Or a lot of listicles are clearly AI generated, like best board games to buy on sale this Black Friday weekend. Like obviously that was gathered up by some kind of program, and that's okay.
Well, Mr. Zomers is not AI generated. Neither is Mr. Pat Kreitlow, who joined us in hour number one. We appreciate him. You can listen to him every morning, 6 to 8 on Up North News Radio. And thanks to all of you real people out there for listening. I'm the real Todd Allball. Stay tuned for the real Matt Flynn Direct next, live from Eau Claire, and happy birthday to Heather. We'll see you from Richland Center tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep banging your drum.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The week-long truce is over between Israel and Hamas. Smoke rose above the sky.